Y'all, today, September 30th, is International Podcast Day, and this is a day to celebrate podcasts, whether you're hosting your own show to build your author platform, or you're an author who would like to be a guest on podcast. I also have a fun giveaway on my Instagram page to celebrate. There's so much fun stuff to share, so let's get to it. Hi, I'm Kim Stewart, and this is the Book Marketing Mania podcast. Let's learn and share together what's working now to meet new readers, market your message, and make a bigger impact online. Y'all, today I'm sharing 12 of my favorite podcasts, plus a shout out to the Spark Network of Christian Podcasts, which there are 40 podcasts and counting part of the network, and I'm so blessed to be a part of it. Unfortunately, I couldn't include all my favorite podcasts in one episode, and there's so many more new ones that I've discovered and met since I first put this list together. So if you like this type of episode, let me know, and I'll be sure and share more of my favorite podcasts in the future. Before I get to the list, I do want to suggest everybody go support your favorite shows, whether they're on my list or not. You can share some love with a quick podcast review. Seriously, it takes less than a minute. You could leave a comment on their social post. You could share the show with your friends and followers. There's so many ways to support your favorite show, and a little goes a long way, and they will remember you. Hey, I wanted to give a quick shout out to one of our listeners who left a review of the show. Tony Thrash says, "For me, this show is timely. There is so much I don't understand about book marketing, and you simplify and clarify for those of us new to the game." Thank you so much, Tony. Tony is a writer and a life coach, and you can cheer her on as she writes her first book by connecting with her on Instagram at Tony Thrash. And I'd be so appreciative if you left a review of the show. Just a few words can help other authors find encouragement on how to meet new readers, market their message, and make a bigger impact online. And side note, it's also National Love People Day. How appropriate is that? Okay, so first up on my list of favorite shows is Raising Mentally Healthy Kids with Michelle Nieder. Y'all, it's so important that we take care of our own mental health, and with everything we're facing these days, it's equally important to be sure we're aware of warning signs in our children and those around us and how to help. Michelle's a counselor, a mental health coach, an author, and a speaker, and she interviews some incredible guests in the mental health field to give us tips and strategies for our families. And I want to highlight my favorite episode of Michelle's podcast is her kickoff episode this summer when she rebranded. And the episode is about mentally healthy kids are raised by mentally healthy parents. Amen to that. Okay, next up on my list is More Than Small Talk with Susie Eller, Holly Girth, and Jennifer Watson. I love how God brought these three women together, and they happen to be some of my favorite people, and I'm a big fan of their books too. Some episodes you laugh and some episodes you cry, but you'll always leave encouraged. I love the format of their show with all three sharing, and especially how they circle back around the next day to give you a little more on that week's topic. And my favorite episode of More Than Small Talk is episode 114, and it's called You Are Qualified. Don't we all need to hear that these days, right? Okay, next up on my list is The Love Offering with Rachel Adams. And oh my gosh, I just love Rachel to death. I love her heart and how she and her guests share how they're offering God's love to those around them. And I'm always discovering new books and authors to follow from her interviews. My favorite episode is season 3, episode 32 with Julie Sun, who happens to be a friend of mine. She's also a fellow special needs mom, an amazing writer and speaker. And I would just love, love, love for you to go share support of the show in that episode. Next up is Radical Radiance with Rebecca George. And if you don't know the name Radical Radiance, Rebecca's podcast used to be titled Do the Thing Movement, so that may ring a bell in your mind. I love listening to Rebecca interview her guest about how they're radiating the heart of Jesus in everything they do. And y'all, check out Rebecca's reels. I will put a link to her Instagram in the show notes. If you're wondering how to share encouragement with your readers and your podcast listeners, Rebecca's a great example of how to do that. My favorite episode is an old one. It's number 19 with Holly Girth on Your God-Sized Dream. Next up on my list is Friends of a Feather with Wren Robbins. Oh my gosh, I just love Wren Robbins. She is the OG of podcasting, y'all. She has been at it for so many years, and she's an inspiration to us all on how to interview great guests. My favorite episode on hers is number 54 with Megan Benson, and because she's talking about being a special needs mom, which as y'all can tell from this episode and from others, it's such a near and dear thing to my heart, being a special needs mom, and I just love how other moms can do what I can't do, which is step out and share how they're being a mom and how God is working in their lives. And they're inspiring me, though, so maybe I'll start talking about that, but not on this show. But anyway, heads up for Wren. Again, she's the host of Friends of a Feather. She's going to be launching another show next week for those wanting weekly tips on how to start their own podcast. So yay, give it up for Wren. The next on my list is I Choose My Best Life with Sandra Dalton Smith. I love how Dr. Dalton puts a priority on rest. My goodness, we all need that, right? Especially when we're cranking out all the things to do with book marketing. Dr. Smith interviews some really great authors who share what choices they are making to live their best life. And she's been sharing from her new Set Free to Live Free book this past month on the podcast. So if that's something you're looking at doing, hosting your own podcast and sharing about your book, be sure and check her out as a great example. And my favorite episode on her show is number 60 with Courtney Richard on boundaries. And then next up on my list is Christian Publishing Show with Thomas Umstead. I've seen him speak a couple of times at Spark, and I just love his heart for Christian podcasters. So Thomas interviews a variety of guests, as well as has lots of awesome solo shows too, just to talk about everything under the umbrella of Christian publishing. And my favorite episode is number 75 about overcoming fear and comparison. And his guests are Kate Montag and Shannon Popkin. And I love the conversation they have about building influence, which is a platform that elevates Jesus, not us. Then next up on my list is Nothing But the Words with Candace L. Davis. Y'all, Candace is an author coach. She shares all her wisdom from the beginning stages of writing all the way through publishing and marketing. It's so hard to pick a favorite episode. I really love her show. I'm going to pick number 56 for my audience. It's called Promote This Book Before You Write Your Next One. And oh my gosh, you guys, that's so dear to my heart. I so believe in just giving your book all you can. It's not going to happen just right around launch, team. We're going to promote our books for as long as we want to sell them. And I think she just does a great job at reminding us to make sure we don't forget to promote our book before we move on to the next one, because there's always new readers that need to be inspired and encouraged by your message. And it just continues on even as you do write your next book. So be sure to check out Candace's show. Okay, so y'all, next up, this is one of my favorite all-time hands-down podcasts, and it's the Prophet Podcast with Crystal Prophet. Oh my gosh, I saw her speak at Spark in 2020, right before our COVID shutdown, all about starting, launching, and marketing your podcast, which is what her podcast is about. She is such a firecracker and so, so supportive of podcasters that are just getting started, or if they've been at it for a while and they're just looking for ways to refresh their podcast and market it in new ways. I just highly encourage you to check out her podcast. And it's so hard to pick a favorite of hers. Honestly, I just binge all the time on her show and have listened to several episodes multiple times as I started my own podcast. But my favorite for my audience tuning in would probably be Marketing a Book with Podcasts with Thomas Umstead, who you just heard me talk about from the Christian Publishing Show. And also, be sure to stay to the end of this episode to find out how you can win a copy of Crystal's book. Again, that's the Prophet Podcast with Crystal Prophet. Then next up, another fave of mine is The Boy Mom with Monica Swanson. Oh my gosh, this is a great example of an author podcasting to launch a book. Monica did such a great job of that. And if you are a boy mom, or maybe you serve with young men in ministry, you will love her show, because obviously it's all about being a mom to boys and all the things that we encounter with that. And my favorite episode of hers has actually been a solo episode. She does have great guests that are on the show. But my favorite episode is number 117, What a Teenage Boy Needs Most from His Mom. She probably aired this episode also in a different format when the very beginning, because this is how it all started. She shares about a blog post that had gone viral that was all about raising our teen boys. And that's where I first discovered her. And so then when I saw she started a podcast, I was so excited. And it's just been so fun to see her journey as she goes. Then next up on my list is Gems of Motherhood with Sharon Kahn. Sharon leaves no stone unturned with her guests who share their gems in motherhood to give us all some encouragement. Holy cow, don't we all moms need some encouragement these days? My favorite episode of her show is episode 50, and it's all about leaving a legacy with Crystal Evans Hurst and her daughter, Karis. Be sure and check that out. Again, it's Gems of Motherhood with Sharon Kahn. And then last but not least is Social Media for Mompreneurs with Allison Scholes. Her Instagram tips are so spot on. And by the way, they're not just for mompreneurs. They are great for anybody wanting to grow a following on Instagram and make connections with your readers. Allison has a special place in my heart as she's a fellow mom of special needs. And my favorite episode of hers has been episode 111, where she interviews Michelle Knight on sharing your brand story. Oh my gosh, you guys. So as if this list of 12 of my favorite podcasts wasn't awesome enough, I want to also give a shout out to the Spark Network of Christian Podcasts. The Spark founder, Misty Phillip, was my guest on episode 9, and she shares about the Spark Network. At the time of this recording, there's 40 amazing Christian podcasts in the network, and I couldn't fit them all in for shout-outs. But in the show notes, I'm going to give you a link to the list that Misty created, and so you can quickly see each of the 40 shows and a link to their show and give it a listen and see if that's a show you might want to tune into frequently. They're really amazing podcasts, and some of them have been at it for a really long time. I'm so thankful for Spark and the many podcast hosts that shared wisdom and encouragement with me, because I wouldn't be hosting this podcast without them, and I'm so proud to be a member. So hey, go share some love with some of your favorite podcast hosts today. Now let's talk about my Instagram giveaway. If you're listening live, you can head over to my Instagram at Kim Stew Inspired. I'm giving away a copy of Crystal Prophet's book, Start a Binge-Worthy Podcast, a step-by-step guide to creating a podcast your audience craves. Y'all, Crystal takes you all the way from your idea of a podcast, getting it started, launched, and how to market and monetize as you grow. And it's full of all kinds of nuggets of wisdom. Next up in my giveaway is the Spark Podcast Planner by Misty Phillip. It's one place to capture and organize all your amazing podcasting ideas. There's goal setting worksheets and checklists of to-dos before you pick up your mic and what you do after your episode goes live. And then if you're ready to be a guest on podcast, I'm giving away my Podcast Pitching 101 mini course along with a strategy session so we can get you started strategically pitching yourself to podcast hosts so that you can share the message of your book strategically with the listeners that you wrote it for. I'll put all the links to my favorite shows and the Spark Network in the show notes at bookmarketingmania.com. And then don't forget to enter the giveaway on Instagram at Kim Stew Inspired. So y'all, I hope you can see, I'm so thrilled that today is International Podcast Day, and I'll put all the links to my favorite shows and the Spark Network in the show notes at bookmarketingmania.com. And don't forget to enter the giveaway on Instagram at Kim Stew Inspired, and take a few minutes today to show your support for your favorite podcasters. It'll mean so much to them. See you next week.